Now we take you back to the night of October 23rd, 1997, on Art Bell, Somewhere in Time.
Patsy?
Yes, I'm here.
Your son was taken from you by your ex, if I understand what I've heard tonight correctly.
Yes.
Your son, at 5 years of age, surely did not deserve what he got.
No, he did nothing. All my son did was come down with the flu, and it's a long story, Art Bell. He took him from me at a very early age.
I understand that. So your son, without a doubt, has gone to God.
In my mind, he has gone to hell. Right?
How can you say that? Why? Based on what?
Based on the simple fact that when he was born, I performed a certain ritual over him. That basically, I told Satan, and in this faith we don't ask, we tell, to beg an audience with God, that this child be that of a devil, of himself, that he could use this child in a most unholy way, and to do and to raise this child into this faith, you know, of course, with my help, of course. And,
Patsy, hasn't it occurred to you that if you really did that, that he took you up on your offer?
And I'm happy that he did. That would just, when I go into my eternal damnation, my son would be there. You know, Art, when you called me that afternoon and everything, I said that I would desecrate the birthplace of Christ.
You said that, yes.
And believe you me, I will, even at the consequences of my own death. I would desecrate that place. I would virtually wait to my menstrual cycle. And when I was on my period, and I virtually would blood that place, and I would perform a most unholy dance over it. When Jesus came, that was, in my opinion, the end of everything. We are suffering from his presence on this planet yet today. The church itself is nothing more than a gossip hall of money. The church foundation, all the churches combined, could solve all hunger on this planet in one day. They could do magnificent works on this planet. They do not do them. I find it hard for such a loving, compassionate belief to allow little sufferings on this planet that they could stop. They could put their assets together and stop them. But no, they let it fall on the shoulders of governments, politicians, and so forth and so on. And nothing really ever gets done. A lot of the political issues and religious issues are nothing new. They've been argued as far back as you can find a president. They're just argued in different ways, different techniques. It almost comes to the point that they don't really want to solve a damn thing. Because if they solve too many problems, there would be a lesser need of them. The church can consider themselves fortunate that Satan is the best friend they have ever had. They make millions off scaring people to death, virtually scaring people that we got to get to the church on time, or we're going to go to hell.
All right. First time caller line, you're on the air with Harlot Patsy.
Hi, Patsy.
Hi there, sir.
Hi, it's a great show. Let me come online by saying that, first of all, I am a diehard Christian.
Good. Here we go.
From a standpoint, if you would allow me, Patsy, I will say a few things in my belief, and then you're more than welcome to respond to them.
I'd be more than happy.
I've been listening to this show for about 2 hours, and this young lady, older lady, I don't know your age.
32.
I'm sorry?
32.
Okay. Actually, the same age I am, has been using this to spread her belief of Satanism, or whatever she likes to call it. And I think for a point, there needs to be a brought into a Christian sense in here and have a true Christian word brought in, because it seems like as I've been listening, there has been more of the opposites calling in for various different reasons. So from that aspect,
not really opposites. There have been Wiccans who have been calling in, but
right.
Wiccans are kind of in the middle. They seem to worship nature. They certainly don't worship the devil. And I think that what we have here with Patsy, I'm now beginning to believe more and more and more as the hours have gone by, we have the real McCoy.
Oh, I give her full credit for being the real McCoy.
Yeah.
Don't doubt her in the slightest. And unfortunately, she and I agree that the middle ground people are going nowhere quickly. For that reason, as a Christian, as the Bible says, it's either hot water there or cold water. There is no lukewarm.
That's the one place where you two are going to agree, and now it's going to go downhill from there.
But respectfully, I would like to say a few things. First of all, I think the problem with a lot of young Christians is they feel that they look at it as a power struggle, and in a sense, it's a power struggle from good and evil. But when you think of the word power, it naturally comes from evil. You see the movies, you read the scriptures, you read history, and evil deeds seem to be the most powerful deeds. Christianity, the life of living a godly life, is a more laid-back, a quiet belief, a trust in the fact that God's word is word. But there are also Christian warriors, and from that stance, I think the problem with this is, and no disrespect towards her beliefs, from a human being standpoint, from a Christian Satanism, of course we don't agree, and I won't even get into that. We don't have time. But the fact is, there are strong Christians out here. And Patsy, just for your information, I listened to when you said you grew up when you were young, you drew the pentagram in the sandbox. There are also stories such as mine. The opposite is true. When I was 3 years old, before I was even old enough to understand what Christ was or who Satan was, my mother walked out in the backyard and found me burying a parakeet that had died and saying a prayer over it before I'd even known what was going on. When I was 7 years old, I heard my parents praying God's prayer. After hearing it one time, from then on, I have quoted it word for word. In the same sense, when I meet people, when I walk up on people, people tell me that there is a quiet calm to me. I've had pastors tell me, and when I'm saying pastors, the difference here is we agree on two things, actually. First of all, I also agree that in an entity, the church as a central location is, how should I say this with tact? I don't agree with 90% of the so-called churches in the world today. The reason I say that is it seems to me like as time has gone on, churches are in for more of what they can get as far as money-wise. The Word of God should be number one. That is what a church is about. In the Scriptures, a church is when two or more get together and speak of the Word of Christ. The fact of people getting together with 500, thousands, 3,000, getting all the money out, not knowing where half the money goes to, I don't believe in that. I have visited probably hundreds of churches in my lifetime from all different denominations to find my way. I am at ease with myself because I have a one-on-one relationship with my Lord Jesus Christ. It's very strong, it's very subtle, but I have no doubts in my mind where I'm going. And with that being said, to add a little humor into this, the last Christian that came on here and said something to Patsy to you about he was going to say a prayer.
Uh-huh.
And you responded, "Were if the apocalypse was coming today, I would have to behead you." Am I correct on that?
Absolutely.
Hello? I'm sorry?
Absolutely.
Ma'am, I would draw the line on my neck for you and bear it for you. Have a nice night, people.
Oh, I figured he'd leave before I got a chance to say something. That's typically Christian. Art, can I comment?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Sir, I know you're still listening, which I hope you are. I can respect slightly what you just said, but there's one thing you hit on that just made my entire night laxed. There's nothing better to a satanic person than a relaxed Christian. The more relaxed you are, the lesser you impact the world. The lesser you impact the world, the greater we serve our purpose, because that's the less people you affect to go to heaven, opening the door for us to come in and me to infect their life, plant a seed in their head, and the ultimate goal, straight to hell. I do thank you for being a lax Christian. We need more of you.
Wildcard Line, you're on the air with Harlot.
Good morning, Art. Good morning, Harlot.
Good morning. Unholy morning.
Where are you, pray tell?
I'm in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Harlot, I am a Dianic witch, and I'd like to go back to what you said about magic not being not natural and a supernatural force. The way I view magic and the way it works, it's a force that science has yet to quantify. Think about it. 200 years ago, the way we were talking would seem magical. Yesterday...
200 years ago, the way we were talking...
Yeah, oh, yeah, you and I would both be burned.
They would come to my door. And you
Oh, yeah, I know. Both you and Art would be burned in the town square.
And I would love it.
Don't rule it out yet.
I'm not.
The point I'm making is that today's science is yesterday's magic. Magic is a force like electricity. I can use it to run my computer, or I could kill somebody with it.
Okay.
It's how you use it that counts.
Right, and let me tell you something. It's a responsibility taken therefore thereof also counts. See, I will kill, and I will take the total blame for it. Look, Art, I want to say something here. Art, I really want to say something here.
Okay, let her say something, ma'am.
Oh, sure. I was agreeing with her.
I want to say something here. If I were to go out tomorrow and commit an act of cold-blooded murder, I would go into a courtroom they would appoint a defense, naturally, but I would go up in front of the judge, ma'am, and look that person right in the eye and said, end of trial. I have done what I've done. Now you carry out what you must carry out. There will be no trial. I am guilty. I would boldly stand and say in front of a jury that I killed them. There is nothing, no second guessing, no games, no OJ. I can tell you that for sure. I would boldly admit.
I believe you.
Trial.
I believe you.
I would, Mr. Bell.
I agree with you. You do have to take responsibilities for your actions in this life. Definitely.
And Satan is, Satan is my master, and everything that I do, it's like if I curse someone, I let it be known. Let it be recorded on this night. Let it be written in the books that must be this must be recorded in, that I, Harlot, I, Patsy, have committed this evil act of magic, and I will be held accountable. I must be held accountable. I must receive no mercy. In retaliation, I must be more hateful than my enemy. I must always be more hateful, more conniving, and more evil. The more retaliation that I bring upon myself, it increases the evil. Hell, Satan, that's what I'm all about.
I guess I have a question for you.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm pagan myself, and I've always viewed Satanism as a radically dissenting Christian sect because you follow the same belief systems. It's just you work the opposite side of the street.
Ma'am, it is nowhere near the same. Let me give you a perfect example. In the Christian church, they do this. Blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the merciful, and so on. Blessed they may be in the eyes of God. Unblessed, unholy blessed they are, because they will be trodden upon and stomped down by cloven hooves and our army. It's different, hon. It's totally different. It is totally different.
Yeah,
the Christian church does not uphold... The Christian church does not uphold... One iota, they do not uphold magic. They do not uphold the practice of any art that is not coming directly from their word. They do not uphold the Christian realm and our realm are two different. You slap me, I'm going to knock your cotton picking head off. You stomp my foot, I'm going to cut your foot off. It is totally different, hon. Totally different, taken to the extreme. Extreme violence, extreme brutality, extreme evil. That's why I've got Wiccans right here in this town of beautiful little quiet town of Salt Lake City. They all talk, but they don't want to encounter me face to face. Because, hon, I will tell you now, when it gets down to the white on the rice, I don't play the game. I'm not going to, you know, goof around with little incantations and little spells and little hexes and little different things. The bottom line of it is they cross my path and they provoke me to justified unholy reasons. I will kill through supernatural powers if I choose it. If I do not choose it, I will carry out brutality, my coven will, my bloodlord will, my warlocks will carry out a brutality of medieval proportions without any remorse. I have warlocks, son, that will stand there and wait for a cop to get there. They won't run.
Okay. We've got very little time. Yes.
Can I do something, please, before we go off the air, please?
Oh, yes, yes.
One last thing I want to say is, Hell Satan, great is his power. I understand the freedom of choice. I understand your position, Art. You're carrying out your destiny in this world. Hell Satan, we're glad to have you. I'm glad to have you on the airways because it does give a sense of reality to things that are coming in the quickening and so on. But world, Satan exists. I exist. As long as Satan exists, evil exists. I hope you Wiccans all don't do a damn thing because the middle will be crushed. That way the real Armageddon can begin. Art, I would like to thank you for the time. Hell Satan, great is his immortal power, the primordial son of God himself.
Well, good night, Harlot. Thank you for being
here. I'll take one more phone call if you will.
No, we're about out of time here.
Okay.
All right.
Good night, America. And Art, I would like to be calling around and just dropping in sometime and saying hi.
All right.
That'd be fine.
Take care.
You too.
All right. I'm going to have to do a lot of thinking about all I heard. It's kind of strange. Early in the evening, I really thought that we were being put on. As the hours wore on, it became absolutely obvious that we were not being put on. That she believes exactly what she's saying. In a way, I think that it did Christians a great service to hear this. In a way, with regard to those who have not chosen, those who are in the middle, and I count myself among those, by the way, I think she's absolutely correct. That is not to say in any way that I agree with her. But with regard to those who waffle, those who are in the middle, there is a great area of agreement between those who would call themselves devout Christians and, you know, our friend Hail Satan here. So, very provocative indeed. And I'm going to have to do some very serious thinking about what I've heard over these hours, as I'm sure perhaps you will as well. Fascinating. And as you can see, I will continue to do this and explore all kinds and forms of talk radio and ideology that many may disagree with or be offended by. And this night was no different. In fact, this night was really, in many ways, a prime example of that exploration. So there you have it, and that actually is going to wrap up the week for me. I want to remind my audience that I will be in Encinitas. This is the one book signing I'm going to do for my book, The Quickening. I find it interesting as well that all sides seem to agree on the fact of the quickening. Both sides. It is occurring. Perhaps it is marking the day that all of you were talking about with Harlot, with Patsy. That's one other area that both sides seem to agree on. We are quickening. That's the book. I'll be signing copies of it in the one book signing that I plan to do. It'll be in Encinitas at Barnes & Noble, beginning at about 10 o'clock in the morning. Barnes & Noble, located at 1040 North El Camino Real, 1040 North.